This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Noah Adams. In Argentina, the field of presidential candidates has a formidable first lady running for president, and that has voters wondering, Evita or Hillary? From Buenos Aires, NPR's Julie McCarthy has this report.
She's a lawyer, a senator, and a shrewd orator. But in public, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner plays the deferential wife. Addressing her president husband, Nestor Kirchner, she slips into the familiar form of Spanish, then theatrically pauses.
Y me dijiste... Y me dijo, señor presidente, perdone. Perdone la confianza.
To applause, she begs forgiveness for her familiarity. Heaping praise, she declares her husband a turning point for Argentina, guiding it out of a ruinous economic collapse.
No somos protagonistas, no.
Neither you nor I nor anyone is a protagonist, she concludes, adding, we are merely instruments of history. Whether history will record Cristina Kirchner as the presidential candidate of the Peronist Party this year is now openly debated. Floating her trial balloon, the smartly dressed 54-year-old senator invites inevitable comparisons to First Lady Evita Perón, wife of President Juan Perón, an unofficial saint for millions. Political analyst Felipe Noguera is wary.
We've had a long history in Argentina ever since Eva Perón was banned from running for the vice presidency in 1952, of Peronist first ladies who have always, you know, wanted to be on the par with their husbands and have had very important roles. There is this sort of Evita syndrome.
But political commentator Enrique Zuleta Pucero says Senator Cristina is more likely to turn up in New York, Paris, or Caracas, emulating not Evita, but another renowned first wife and senator.
She's a lawyer, she can write, she can speak, and she will try to be someone like Hillary Clinton, not like Eva Perón.
Cristina visit to France or now to Ecuador and Venezuela, from some point of view, are chapters of an electoral campaign.
Political analyst Rosenda Fraga says the globe-trotting Cristina is an established figure in the minds of the electorate, having served in national office longer than her husband. But Fraga says in order for Cristina to seek the presidency, a chance he puts at 50-50, Nestor Kirchner would be gambling with the thing he values most.
He loves power. He's all day talking about power, working in power. No sports, no culture, no movies, no music, only power.
Argentina's economic implosion 6 years ago has given way to a bullish recovery and has sent President Kirchner's approval rating soaring, despite criticism of him as autocratic. But why, at the height of his popularity, would a sitting president step aside?
The second mandate has been always difficult in the Argentine tradition.
Pollster Enrique Zuleta Pucero says second-term presidencies tend to end in tears or in jail. He says Kirchner may be looking to spare himself the anguish and says Cristina is a clever alternative.
I really think that Cristina is a candidate. They are trying to get the profit of this spirit of change within the framework of Kirchnerism.
Argentina's constitution allows incumbents to seek two consecutive four-year terms more than once, but there must be a lapse of at least 4 years between them. So if Cristina were to run and win this year, her husband could run again 4 years from now. In theory, the two could rotate presidential power for 16 years. The political officialdom is already primed. Senate Vice President José Pampuro talked the other day as if Cristina were Argentina's salvation.
It would be important for the country for her to make it. It's fresh air. A different administration with different men and women, a new impetus. And the woman president improves our gender balance.
Analysts say the lack of a strong opposition has deepened Kirchner's hold on power. And Felipe Noguera says that while people might resent Kirchner's sharp style, they fear his absence more.
The crisis of 2001-2002 is still very present.
Still, Noguera cautions that Cristina Kirchner could face a challenge within the Peronist Party.
Because it is one thing for a successful sitting president to say, I am very successful, I want to run for a second term. But it is very different for a president to say, I will now tell you who you need to vote for. That usually opens up a discussion.
President Kirchner remains coy about whether he'll run or she'll run. Nicknamed the Penguin, the former governor of one of Patagonia's frosty states mused that the candidate would be either a pinguino or a penguina, using the Spanish word for penguin in both its masculine and feminine forms. All the speculation has the added advantage of focusing nearly exclusive attention on Argentina's first couple. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Buenos Aires.